On a recent Saturday, I stopped by to visit the Wilson family.
Hi, Janine. Come on in. Hey, buddy, can you bring your basket over here so I can start putting some of your stuff in here?
This is Janine and her 7-year-old son, Jonah.
Sure.
We're just going to be folding laundry. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
The Wilsons live in Belmont Estates, just west of Harrisonburg.
Yeah, that's our koi pond.
I'd come to their home to ask about Airbnb. They use Airbnb as guests and their active hosts.
I really like the idea of, like, meeting new people and having people in our home, especially for Jonah. Him being an only child. I don't know, he really enjoys having guests stay, and he likes to help them make their coffee, and I think it's a good, like, social thing for him to meet new people and to realize that home is, like, a welcoming place for people.
Now, lucky for the Wilsons, as Rockingham County residents, they are permitted to operate their Airbnb. In Harrisonburg City, though, where they used to live and where they also hosted through Airbnb, it's not allowed.
If you were in a residential zoning classification and you are renting an Airbnb right now, or if you are the proprietor of one, it is illegal.
Adam Fletcher is Harrisonburg's Director of Planning and Community Development. He said that earlier this year, Virginia decided that localities can regulate short-term rentals such as Airbnb. Lexington, Charlottesville, and other localities have already implemented rules. Rockingham County Administrator Stephen King said that the Board of Supervisors will likely discuss taxation and short-term rentals in the coming months. The City of Winchester has only had some internal preliminary discussions and has no timeline for, quote, any future actions, said the city's Communications Director Amy Simmons. Harrisonburg City Council member Richard Baugh said now is the time for local government to get involved with regulating Airbnb.
It's been around long enough. It's gone from not existing to, wow, we see clearly what this is and what it can do. If you're going to adopt rules for this stuff, better to do it now than have let sort of the marketplace sort this out for 20 years and then go back and do it.
Although in Harrisonburg, hosting short-term rentals is currently not legal, it will be made permissible and taxable by regulations currently being drafted and expected to end up before the City Council early next year. The current draft defines both Airbnbs and more traditional bed and breakfasts as the same use of property, short-term rentals that need a special use permit to operate. Again, Adam Fletcher.
There are parameters and different things to look at in different circumstances, location being a big one. Is that location appropriate for short-term rentals?
A special use permit costs at minimum $405, depending on the size of the property. It's usually a one-time fee and process, and is a case-by-case consideration. A requirement, for example, that short-term rental hosts would actually have to reside on site to ensure accountability for neighbors could be included as needed. And under the current draft regulations, once a permit is granted, that Airbnb activity will be taxable. Harrisonburg's Commissioner of the Revenue is Karen Rose.
They would be required to get a business license with our office, and then they would need to be also collecting the transient occupancy tax and remitting that on a monthly basis, such as our bed and breakfast do.
Many hosts in Harrisonburg probably wouldn't owe any business license fee. That cost depends on annual gross receipts. For a business with gross receipts of less than $10,000, there is no fee. Airbnb reported that last year the average host in Virginia earned well below the threshold for having to pay a fee in Harrisonburg. But all city hosts would have to collect the 7% transient occupancy tax from guests and remit that to the city every month. Either they'd have to lower their fees or Airbnb guests would end up paying more. An Airbnb spokesperson said that it already collects and remits taxes on behalf of more than half of its U.S. hosts, but to do that in Virginia would require state legislation that hasn't been passed. However the transient occupancy tax would be collected, it's not a matter of pennies. For Harrisonburg, it could be several tens of thousands of dollars. For Charlottesville, its potential is more like in the low hundreds of thousands. Until the new regulations are implemented in Harrisonburg, the city's Airbnb hosts are a bit, well, left up in the air. Rachel Whitmer has hosted through Airbnb over the last 2 years. She just recently learned that it's not allowed.
I wouldn't knowingly move forward breaking the law. I would jump through the hoops unless they're not worth it, and then I would just cancel the whole operation.
For the next while, visitors to Harrisonburg might have to Airbnb outside of city limits or get a hotel room. It could be mid-2018 before any Airbnb hosts in the friendly city legally can begin welcoming more guests. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Clymer-Kurtz.